Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome, welcome, my friends. This is General Gonzalez Patton, and I'm glad to have you with us tonight on Freedom Outlaw Radio. We've got our new affiliate, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network, with us at live.rebootingliberty.com. That's right, Rebooting Liberty Radio Network is our new affiliate at live.rebootingliberty.com. The first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. And tonight we're going to be talking about a very special subject, something that should be on everybody's minds. The Muslim Brotherhood in America, the groups they operate under, aside from the obvious ones like the ISNA and CARE and the ones that we all know and the ones with the wonderful Islamic names like Hamas and the Holy Land Foundation. But we're going to talk about the ones that you're going to hear and you're going to go, those guys? And we're also going to talk about, if we have time, the Islamic apologists, jihad apologists, and funders and cohorts that make their existence in this country possible. And one of the people that have made this special show possible tonight is the Council on Pork. They helped fund this show. So let's get right into it, because you're not going to believe the names of some of these outfits. Oh, and yay bacon for our Muslim listeners. Give it a try. You'll convert, babies. The Alternative Tourism Group. Sounds harmless, but alternative tourism apparently means get your head cut off if you travel to a Middle Eastern country, because they are a Muslim Brotherhood front group. Now, sit down. I know you're not going to believe this one, but the American Constitution Society for Law and Policy. Sounds patriotic, don't it? Another Muslim Brotherhood front group. Would I kid you? No, I wouldn't. American Muslims for Global Peace and Justice. They spelt it J-U-S-T-I-C-E, but I think they pronounce it J-U-S-T-U-S. Just us, baby. Then there's American Trust Publications. Put your trust in jihad, because at American Trust Publications, woo, you can trust us. The Audiovisual Center sounds benign, but I wouldn't be letting them behind me. Then there's the Benevolence International Foundation, another kind and gentle sounding foundation, but I bet because it's a Muslim Brotherhood front group, they're not very benevolent, and I wouldn't be letting them near me or my goat. Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy. Oh, that was our pet pig we keep around for security purposes. If you want in the front door of the bunker, you gotta pet the pig. And then we have another one, the Coalition of Women for Peace. Given that Islam is the group that actually is waging a war on women with their clitorectomies. It's funny to hear a coalition of women for peace. Whoa. Now, another Muslim Brotherhood front group that really puts a smile on my face, the Defending Religious Freedom and Understanding Sharia organization. Sounds friendly. Ha ha. Boom. Followed closely by the Foundation for Human Rights and Freedom and Humanitarian Relief. I don't think you could get another and or another more humane sounding term into that name. It doesn't pass the straight face test, though, does it? Now we've got the Foundation for International Development, another bullshit name for another Muslim Brotherhood organization, followed by the Global Relief Foundation. Woo! Really big name for a group that goes boom, followed by Help the Needy. Yes, because, well, when in doubt, give money to the Muslim Brotherhood. And then most of you probably have heard of the Holy Land Trust, or don't trust. And the Human Appeal International. You can tell it, some of these were written in Egypt by the Muslim Brotherhood because, well, Human Appeal, so far so good. But then you throw the word international behind it with no other explanation, and it gets a little awkward in the English-sounding functionary. Now we get into the International Islamic Relief Organization. What is it? We don't know, but I bet it involves jihad. Boom. Followed closely by the International Solidarity Movement. Almost sounds like it comes from Poland, except it doesn't. It's another group brought to you by who? Say it with me. The Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic Truth Group. Except if you tell the truth about Islam, they will behead you. Ask the folks at Charlie Hebdo. Now, Mark Levin, if you're listening, have a seat, because you're not going to believe this one. Another Muslim Brotherhood front group operating in the United States, Jews for a Just Peace. Yes, that's right, Jews for a Just Peace. Stop laughing, I'm serious. Next on our list, Kind Hearts for a Charitable Humanitarian Development. Yes, that is a real Muslim Brotherhood front group operating in the United States. How in the world does the FBI allow this crap to continue? One wants to know, are there any senators, Congress critters out there listening? The general would like to know. What does you people do all day with our money? Because it sure as hell isn't protect us from these people. Followed by Mercy International Association. Lord have mercy upon your souls, because Islam sure as hell won't. Now we're off to the ends, because we need to get into the National Coalition to Protect Political Freedom. Really? You guys are funny, but not in a ha-ha sort of way. The National Coalition to Protect Political Freedom is a Muslim Brotherhood front group, and whose political freedom are you protecting? Because under Sharia law, nobody is free politically. Then we have the National Islamic Prison Foundation, kind of a minor league Muslim Brotherhood, I'm guessing. Probably a AAA farm club. The North American Islamic Trust. Two words you don't often hear in the same sentence, Islamic and trust. Followed by Union of Good. No mention of Islam, Muslim, or Brotherhood. Union of Good. Almost sounds like it could be Christian related, except that it isn't. The United Association for Studies and Research. Sounds helpless enough, except it doesn't say what they're studying or researching. Boom! Oops, another one blew up. They blow up so fast. And then we have Universal Heritage Foundation. Almost sounds like the Heritage Foundation. I wonder if they did that deliberately. One might think. Now we're going to get into the propagandists, apologists, and defenders of the jihadists in this country. And while some of them are going to be fairly obvious, like the American Criminal Liberties Union, Civil Liberties Union, I get those mixed up. Others, not so much. But let's see if we can make a dent in this big list. Starting with the Academics for Justice. Academics for Just Us, a Marxist and Muslim Brotherhood front group. And then there is the ACLU, obviously. The American Empire Project. Yes, an Empire for Islam and the NWO. The American Friends Service Committee. They are doing all they can for the Muslim Brotherhood. Followed by the American Independent News Network. Whoever they might be. Not to be outdone, the American Library Association supports the Muslim Brotherhood any way they can. Americans for Peace Now supports the Muslim Brotherhood because they figure if they appease and appease and appease, maybe they'll be the last ones to be beheaded. Amnesty International, of course, supports the Muslim Brotherhood because, well, I don't know, they're idiots. And now, naturally, the Carter Center, because, well, Jimmy Carter's an idiot. The Center for American Progress, George Soros' think tank. Well, why wouldn't they support the Muslim Brotherhood? They're for everything else evil. The Center for Constitutional Rights. I got nothing. I can't really explain that one. Unless the Center for Constitutional Rights does not mean what I think it should mean. The Center for Economic and Social Rights. Well, there are no economic and social rights. It's called Get a Job. Chicago Mass Action. Well, we all know that's a communist front group, so why wouldn't they support the Muslim Brotherhood and hope they're killed last? Christian Aid, are you people kidding me? Did you miss the Crusade period? Go back and take history over again. Christian Peacemaker Teams. La Jihad Boom. Reveille, wake up, folks. The Coalition for Peace in the Middle East. How about we just keep the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East so that they can be contained to the blast area? Then we've got Code Pink, which we can send to the Middle East and have them stand in the blast area. Because, well, you want to be human shields, and we'll give you a one-way ticket because we want to make it happen for you. Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism. Yep. They love themselves some Muslim Brotherhood because they don't think that they're going to get beheaded. they seem to have forgotten that whole Sharia law thing about homosexuals and other deviants, beheading, stoning, the whole Bob Dylan thing that the Muslim Brotherhood likes about everybody must get stoned. That includes you guys. Council for National Interest. Nobody's interested in you, so you decide to side with the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. Cultures of resistance. Apparently your cultures came back positive, so you decided to resist. Department for International Development. Yeah. That's a government-funded department, and you're supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Nice. Anybody doing business with Fenton Communications? Fenton Communications. Yeah, going once, going twice. If you're doing business with them, you're funding the Muslim Brotherhood because they're channeling money to them. Focus on American and Arab interests in relations. Yeah, they're focusing on the Muslim Brotherhood. I know this next one's going to shock you. The Ford Foundation. Yeah. Really? You're shocked? You shouldn't be. The Ford Foundation is whack. Them people are about as communist as they come. Global Exchange. Yeah. Them too. Grassroots International. If it says grassroots and has the term international behind it, you can bet it is Marxist. And if it's Marxist, you can bet it's for the Muslim Brotherhood in every way, shape, and form. Because they can't get their Marxist claptrap passed unless they can get the Muslims to fight for it. The Green Party of the United States. That's right. If you go green, it's because your country belongs in the latrine. The Green Rainbow Party of Massachusetts. Because they haven't figured out that Islam really does hang folks who like them little rainbows. Habitat International Coalition. Islam won't need you. They like caves and things. Health Development Information and Policy Institute. Let me fill you in. You're giving them money. They aren't going to need you, and they aren't going to like you. They wipe their butt with their left hand and eat with their right hand. What do they need you for? Human Rights Watch. The Muslim Brotherhood in Islam in and of itself is the biggest violator of human rights on the planet. So far you've been channeling them money and watching them. I guess, never mind. Human Rights Watch fits your name. The Independent Media Center. Supporting, apologizing, and propagandizing jihad since your inception. Yep. Institute for Policy Studies. Yep. Got nothing. Sickos. International Association of Democratic Lawyers. As if lawyers weren't bad enough, we have to add international and democratic to the term. The International Center on Nonviolent Conflict. I don't know about you, but I like my conflict violent, bloody, and over quickly. International Commission of Jurists. Look, I've spent a great deal of time getting out of jury duty. I don't want to be on an International Commission of Jurists, and I don't want you people pandering to the Muslim Brotherhood. International Crisis Group. The fact that the Muslim Brotherhood's here. And by here, I mean in the White House. That's an international crisis. You want to do something? Quit giving them money and supporting them. The International Federation on Human Rights. Oh, your support of the Muslim Brotherhood confuses me. The International Institute for Peace, and they spell it P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E. You confuse me as well, because boom is not really peace. International Progress Organization, taking us back to the 7th century, is not progress. Israel Policy Forum, I strongly suspect that Bibi Netanyahu would be very much against the Muslim Brotherhood and Israel's policy being for it. Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. I strongly suspect that if there was an Israeli committee on house demolitions, they'd actually be in favor of it. J Street. Enough said. Jerusalem Media and Communication Center. Please. Self-loathing Jews funding the Muslim Brotherhood and helping them? Give me a break. Jewish Alliance for Justice and Peace. Didn't you learn from Hitler that you cannot appease those who hate you? Jewish Voice for Peace. How about screaming, F you, instead of here, take my money and kill me last? Jews Against the Occupation. Remember Hitler? It wasn't that he had a thing for ovens. He really disliked the Jews. And so does Islam. Jews for Free Palestine. Are you kidding me? Unless they're giving away a free Palestine with every purchase, you've got to be kidding me. Mother Jones, that commie rag, give me a break. Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. Boy, we couldn't get a bigger hodgepodge than that. Now, could we? Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. Wow. How much more confused could you get in a group? The National Coalition to Repeal the Patriot Act. I almost want to sign on for that, except that they're supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, and thus they want to repeal the Patriot Act, so we can't spy on the Muslim Brotherhood, and so I just want to say, F you. National Council of Arab Americans. Spy on them, guys. National Council of Churches. You guys are bad, and now we want to spy on you. The National Lawyers Guild. And you. National Peace Foundation. Hippies. Hippies, hippies, hippies. You know why it rains? So God can wash the hippies. The New American Foundation. There ain't nothing wrong with the old America. You people need to be clubbed like baby seals. The New Israel Fund. Nothing wrong with the old Israel. Hadn't been around that long. Open Society Institute. George Soros and his clan of miscreants. Overthrow.com. Kind of like Overstock.com, but for when you want to take over a government. Oxfam International. Yeah, another one of those wonderful communist organizations that just can't wait to take over and help the Muslim Brotherhood kill us all. Paper Tiger TV. Sounds friendly, but it's not. Partners for Peace. Party for Socialism and Liberation. Well, do you want to be liberated or do you want to have socialism? Because you can't have both. You people don't understand. Peace and Justice Studies Association. Do you want peace or do you want justice? Peace, no war. Peace now. Physicians for Human Rights, Planners Network, Prairie Fire Organizing Committee. I hear barrel errors in that one. Billy. Progressive Peace Coalition, Rebuilding Alliance. But rebuilding what? RighteousJews.org, Don Haslam. Rights and Democracy, Save the Children Fund. But what are we saving them from? It's definitely not Muslims, because they're supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Sojourners, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Never mind, you just sue me. Swedish International Development Corporation Agency. I think they make those little fish. Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation. They probably make clocks. U.S. Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. U.S. Campaign to End the Israeli Occupation. Of what? Israel? Come on. That's like telling Georgia to quit occupying the state of Georgia. The Union of Arab Student Associations. Let's just quit associating with the Arabs. The Union of Palestinian Medical Relief Committees. United for Peace and Justice. The United Nations. Let's get the UN out of the U.S. The United Nations Commission on Human Rights. United Nations Human Rights Council, even more funny. United Nations Relief and Works Agency, United States Student Association. If I know one thing, I know the students in the United States are not as smart as they used to be. The War on Want. That's right, you shall not want, because Barack Obama is your new savior. The wheels of justice go round and round, and they'll run over me pretty soon. Women Against War, because, well, I don't know why. Women in Black, because apparently, I don't know why. World Council of Churches, the World Organization Against Torture. Well, I'm pretty much against that, too, if I'm on the receiving end. World Social Forum, World Vision International, because nobody should see any better than they do now, because, well, frankly, we're liable to realize what the government's doing to us. The Zayed Center for Cooperation and Follow-Up, because no one should cooperate or follow up. And the Zakat Foundation of America, because, by God, if we're paying Zakat, Zakat should not be paying you. And that, my friends, is 7 pages of Muslim Brotherhood front groups and groups that are allied with the Muslim Brotherhood and channeling money to them just in the United States alone. And I left out the ones that had Islamic-sounding names, because that was another 10 pages. And I figured you could figure out those on your own, because they all sounded like phlegm. Thanks for playing along. We'll be back again on Thursday. Same bat channel, same bat time. God bless you. God bless America. Remember, without you standing up and fighting against the tyrants in Washington, D.C., we cannot get our liberties back. So stand up and tell the government, hell no, we will not take any Islamic refugees. We're done.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen. ballet of friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine, GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you. Guess you could say we've always been red, white. Mess.